The next patient is Cheryl Moore. The last name is M-O-O-R-E. First name is Cheryl, S-H-E-R-Y-L. 59-year-old African-American female, patient of Dr. Kundlas, K-U-N-D, like in Delta, L, like in Lima, A-S, for CKD stage 4. The patient has a lengthy history of diabetes mellitus. This diabetes mellitus has been prevalent in her family. As a matter of fact, I had two of the family members on dialysis. The patient has been placed on medication for the diabetes that include the administration of Trulicity, Farxiga, 10 milligrams, and the hemoglobin A1C has been coming down. She said that at one time she had hemoglobin A1C that was above 11%, and right now the latest determination in August was 6.9, period. The patient has shown some deterioration of the kidney function during the last year. The serum creatinine that used to be 1.9 has been increasing to 2.1, 2.3. Whether or not this is related to the administration of Farxiga and Losartan is a possibility. Blood pressure has to be allowed with it. Period. The most important finding in the referral was in the urinalysis. We get 3+ proteinuria in the urinalysis that is consistent with nephrotic levels of proteinuria. Quantification has to be done. The patient doesn't have diabetic retinopathy. She has a surgery for cataracts. But she has never had any laser intervention or injections in the eyes, period. The patient has a CT scan done in which there was no evidence of calcifications, obstruction, atrophy of the kidneys. The patient says that in July of 23, a stent was placed in the right kidney. She has been a patient of Dr. Pal. Period. In summary, we have a patient that is a CKD stage 4 with nephrotic range proteinuria, most likely associated to the presence of long-standing diabetes. Number two, anemia related to CKD. The patient has also evidence of folate deficiency that has been documented, as well as a low level of B12. Supplementation of this has B12, 500 micrograms on daily basis PO, and folate 1 milligram on daily basis PO were given. These are medications that are over the counter. Number three, a patient has cardiac disease, sick sinus syndrome, a status was permanent pacemaker that was placed more than 10 years ago and recently had a battery change in the year 2023. Following number, restless leg syndrome. Following number, the patient has a history of a stroke with a motility manifestations, but the patient has been recovering progressively. Following number, nicotine abuse, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. The patient was recommended to stop the use of these products because the acceleration of the diffuse arteriosclerotic process is going to be exponential. Following number, the patient has arterial hypertension. Today, she has a diastolic of 95. I am going to make the recommendation of a plant-based diet, a fluid restriction of 40 ounces in 24 hours, and continue with the antihypertensives and weight loss. We are going to reevaluate this case in 6 weeks. Period. The patient has evidence of vitamin D deficiency on supplementation. She's taking 50,000 units on a weekly basis. A paragraph. I invested 25 minutes in reviewing the referral. With the patient, 25 minutes in the documentation, 10 minutes.